League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I'm your host, Boogs. Join with me, as always, my co-host and NFL aficionado, Father Tone.
Hello.
Welcome back in, our moderator, AJ.
Good evening, boys.
So, unfortunately, despite our intro, we will be without our fearless leader, Nate. We miss you, brother. Hopefully, everything is going well on your end. But tonight, it's going to be just AJ and I. We have a lot of things lined up for you. How's it going, brother?
Going well.
We do have an awesome interview lined up with Siandre Johnson-Lawler. We have our Super Bowl special recap, and we have our off-season platter. So we are going to go ahead and jump right into this interview. This is Siandre Johnson, and we appreciate you coming on, Siandre.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your professional path and kind of how you got to where you are today.
I switched. I said, I want to be an athletic trainer. And okay. I didn't know that. I thought I was going to be really focused on athletes. But sure. I didn't know I was really going to be like it was leading down a road to where I was really going to be working in the hospital. And I was going to the people I was going to be working with were going to be elderly just to help like rehabilitation and stuff like that. And that's something I really didn't want to do. I didn't want to have my, didn't want to focus on that. Right. I wanted to be somewhere and I want to do something athletic because that's something I was passionate about. So, So most of the stuff that I learned and that I execute now, my business is stuff that I learned in school. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I felt like you were kind of taking me to chemistry class for a minute there. That was pretty good.
That was love.
Yeah, I did. My wife and I were doing personal training. I guess it was 2 years now. We were going to Bolt Street 5 days a week, and we had a personal trainer. And obviously COVID happened, and the gym just shut down for an entire year. So honestly, my guy, we've actually been talking about getting back in the gym, so I might have to reach out to you, man. We've been looking for a trainer, so.
Yeah, I would love to have you, AJ, for sure.
Yeah, man. I honestly probably will reach out to you and check that out because we've been talking about getting back in the gym. It's just COVID kind of changed the game for a while. So,
Man,
how you been doing
it
with all that? Staying busy?
Oh man. So when I say walking through fire. That's what I mean, you know, standing tall through the fire. That's I catch myself a lot, you know, standing in my gym when I'm in here by myself, and I just, you know, look around because this is my first year having my first location.
Okay. You know?
And 2 weeks after I moved in, COVID hit.
Damn.
So wow.
I was like, oh my goodness. I got on a B, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to find a job because I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Sure.
And then while I was, I don't know if you know, but on Indeed, you could just press, you know, submit application. I didn't really follow up or anything like that, but I just sat to myself. I'm like, I gotta make this work.
Yeah.
I got to. This is an opportunity for me to, you know, grow this into something very special, you know, and bigger than myself. So I said, you know what? I just gotta scratch. I just gotta crawl. I gotta, you know, stand tall and just, you know, just keep fighting and it's gonna work out. I just kept telling myself it's gonna work out. Don't stress.
Definitely.
Don't stress yourself. It's gonna work out. Just keep going, keep grinding. And now, you know, I'm growing and getting to a point where, you know, I'm becoming more comfortable each month that I, you know, survive. I like to call it survive because that was a crazy time.
Sure.
That was a crazy time. You know,
yeah.
And then, you know, I was anticipating a text from my landlord, like, you can pay half, you know.
Yeah,
You don't have to, or I can, you know, help out, but nope. And I think it was good because it forced me to really focus and really get on my grind and really do what I need to do to, you know, make this work.
Right, right. I mean, no matter what you face in the future as a business owner, it probably isn't going to touch what you already went through. So, I mean, right. At this point, you got it, man. But that's awesome to hear, man. Proud of you for making that work. And yeah, like I said, man, I mean, I'll definitely be reaching out to you personally. So appreciate the knowledge and the information, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
We also learned that you scored over 1,000 points with Wayne College.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on some of your memories there? That seems, I always wish I could have played collegiate basketball, but it's just different experiences you get there that others wouldn't know about if they didn't have these experiences.
So I think one of the biggest experiences for me is just going back to relationships. So like your relationships is everything. So, you know, my relationships with the staff, you know, me being an athlete. So most of the staff, and it's a very, very small school. So most of the staff knew me. And I had great relationships with them, having good relationships with my teammates, you know, good relationships with the AD and the coach. You know, so the relationships are probably the best part because I still have relationships with all them that are positive. You know, I don't have any negative relationships with any of those guys. But that, and then, you know, just on the road, you know, grinding with practice, every day I practice, you know, you build your rapport and you build your camaraderie with that. And then winning too. Winning together is definitely fun. If we always was losing, that would have never been fun right there. But, you know, that's some of my best memories from playing at Wayne.
That's awesome. I do feel like, you know, that winning and losing is what kind of builds your relationship. The wins are awesome, but the losses really kind of show you a lot about your peers as well. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. Who would you describe as some of the best players you've ever faced, in your opinion?
Ooh, that's a tough question. That's a tough question. See, the best I played, well, definitely AAU is where I definitely played against some of the best players that I've ever played against. Definitely AAU, but I couldn't point out one person that was really good. I played against a lot of good players. I played in this one league in the summertime for many years called Akron-Canton Pro-Am League, Akron-Canton-Cleveland Pro-Am League. Okay. That league was very tough. It had a lot of professional athletes, a lot of Division I, Division II, Division III athletes in there. That was very tough. That was actually very competitive. And in high school, my freshman year, while I was at LA, that's when the city of Akron was the toughest, had the toughest competition, you know, during that time.
Yeah.
Those guys are pretty. It had, every school had at least 2 to 3 players minimum that were pretty good that could have went on to play collegiate basketball. So, that was a fun time for sure.
Yeah, the city's definitely has had some talent come through it over the years. You know, people don't probably realize that, the outside listeners, but that's pretty mm-hmm. awesome to kind of experience that firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
So we saw an interesting video about you getting your protein from alkaline foods. What does that really mean? Because I know I was wondering, I'm like, that don't make a whole lot of sense.
Right. Okay, so just to make it real simple, alkaline foods just mean, well, alkaline is just a pH. It's a category on a pH scale.
Okay.
So anything above 7 is alkaline. Anything under 7 is acidic. And water is 7. You know, your water should be somewhere around 7.
Okay.
That's neutral. So, and a lot of misinformation goes out about this and a lot of confusion because some foods are naturally acidic, but they have an alkalizing effect on the body, you know. Okay. And some foods have an acidic effect on the body. So, for example, refined sugars, processed meats, fried foods, pop, stuff like that. foods like that that you consume will have an acidic reaction on the body. And too much acid is not good. So when you have an accumulation of, when your body becomes too acidic, that's when, you know, a lot of different health problems can happen, a lot of different health ailments, like strokes, diabetes, cancer, you know, just to name a few can happen when the body becomes too acidic.
Okay.
But when you eat foods that have an alkalizing effect on the body, that's when you're eating foods that are, that's when we hear words like antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. And, you know, when you hear those good words, that's when, you know, you haven't eaten, you're consuming a food that has an alkalizing effect on the body. Okay. So, and then when it comes to protein, so the way plants produce their own protein is they take nitrogen from the ground, they take oxygen and carbon from the air, and they take hydrogen from the water, and they synthesize these, and that's where they build the amino acids from. So proteins are just a chain of amino acids.
Wow.
So that's, and I get my protein from, you know, those plants, like, and my main sources are quinoa, chickpeas, hemp seeds, you know, things of that nature.
Okay. Wow, that's really interesting. I did not understand that whole process. Is there, you know, things that our listeners could do if the, you know, besides just getting the alkaline foods, like drinking more water? Is there anything that kind of helps with that acidity?
Yeah. Water is so important. Water helps our immune system just as a whole. So if you're not drinking enough water, that's definitely going to have a very big impact on your health. It's going to be harder for your body to pass stool. It's going to be harder for your body to eliminate those toxins in the body. Another thing is fruits and vegetables are like one of the best things to eat when it comes to getting rid of the acid or the buildup of inflammation throughout the body. So fruits are very good detoxifiers.
Okay.
Yeah, fruits are the best detoxifiers for sure. And that's what we need to do. We're in a world right now where, you know, it's hard to even drink the tap water, or it's hard to even, you know, breathe in the air because of the toxins, you know, that's in the air. So you want to do the best you can to prepare your body or give your body what it needs to fight off certain things like that. You know what I mean? So
sure. Definitely. That makes a lot of sense when you put it like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I get, see, that's the kind of education you get with a personal trainer, because you know, the common man just doesn't understand and know that. So that's why you pay people like Siandre to educate you. So, so other than basketball, what sport do you think you were better at or the best at?
So honestly, football for sure. That football is probably my best sport. It's probably the sport that I'm the best at. No. Okay.
What'd you play?
I played when I was younger, but I had got some concussions. And once I received my second concussion, my mom was like, nope.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
Yeah, she was like, nope, you can start playing basketball or stick to basketball. A lot of time I was playing both sports, but I wasn't really that good in basketball yet. But because my main sport was football, so you know I was real aggressive and I loved to hit. And the problem was I was smaller, but I was so rough. I used to just tackle my head. I just run full speed and just run head first into somebody. So, but football definitely is my best sport. I feel like I'm the best at football, even today still.
Okay.
Still probably better at football for sure.
Very cool. Football is fun, but I mean, I played football too, but yeah, it definitely gets a little dangerous. So I can understand mama wanting to pull out on that one. So,
right.
Before we let you go, I did want to kind of get into your clothing line. So what do our listeners need to know about that? That seemed pretty cool.
So I do have a clothing line, and you can visit the clothing line at limitlessapparelshop.com. And I just have, you know, just a casual brand. I am going to venture off and do a more athletic wear, but that will be just tied into Limitless Training. It won't be a part of Limitless Apparel. So yeah, I have some pretty cool clothes on there that, you know, people get some real good reviews on it, and you know, things like that. So I'm actually coming up with some a lot more designs now. Really, really focus on females. So I'm trying to like focus on them right now. I got a lot of clothing designs on there now that are more, you know, more for the guys. So I'm just trying to give the females some, you know, some options too.
I definitely feel that.
So be on the lookout for that for sure.
Shout out to our female listeners. We love you.
Shout out.
But yeah, that's a smart move. I definitely dig that because the ladies love buying the workout gear, you know?
Yeah, they love it.
Hell yeah. I know the guys will wear the same musty ass shorts for 7-8 years. So that's a good idea to target those females. Right. I like that.
Yeah.
But we really appreciate you having us on. I did want you to please go back over your Instagram, your Twitter, you know, your TikTok, your handles there, just so our listeners can make sure that they can understand where to find you.
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Limitless Training LLC, Facebook, Limitless One, the number one training, YouTube, Ciandre the Great, Ciandre the Great, TikTok, Limitless Training LLC, I believe. I'm sorry, I hope I'm not giving you all the wrong information. I'm sorry, but
no worries.
And that's it.
Alrighty. Well, Ciandre, we definitely appreciate your time. It was awesome to catch up with you, learn more about your brand, more about, you know, you as a man. And it seems like you got a lot of great things going, and we hope that our listeners would be willing to give him a chance. So shout out Ciandre, and we appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, sir. AJ, anything else, brother?
You mentioned you had your own location. Are you in Akron? Is that in the Akron location?
Yeah. So I'm in Akron, located on East Waterloo Road, right by the Village Discount and down the street from Zion Eagle.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where it's at.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll have to definitely check that out. Anything else, AJ?
Just appreciate the time. And it was very interesting to hear what you had to say. I feel like I learned some stuff today.
Hey, I definitely learned some things. Drink some water.
Right, listen, drink some water and get some sleep.
Yeah, sleep and get some water, listeners. Please, got to.
And one thing, I did want to, you know, congratulate you guys on, you know, your podcast and just keep going. You know, I like what I'm saying. I like it.
Hey, we really appreciate that.
Appreciate that, brother.
It means a lot to get that positive feedback. So that means a lot. So we appreciate the love and, you know, the feeling's mutual. Hopefully you can come back on the show.
Yeah, I would love to be back on.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time. And again, all of our listeners, please consider him when you want a personal trainer. The man knows what he's talking about. He's certified and he's doing the damn thing. So shout him out. Again, we really appreciate you coming on. Thank you for your time. It was really interesting to learn, and I feel like I got a little smarter after that interview. What about you?
Yeah, thanks, brother, for the time. I feel like I learned a lot, and someone I might possibly reach out to myself personally.
Yeah, I like that. He seems qualified for sure. So we had the Super Bowl. What a Super Bowl it was.
Yeah, what a Super Bowl. I don't think you would have ever imagined if I told you that Kansas City has scored 0 touchdowns, you'd believe me, but that's what happened.
Yeah, that was really interesting. So we had the Buccaneers beat down the Chiefs 31-9.
Yeah, I think we all already knew this, but I think we were just reminded how important an offensive line is. It doesn't matter if you put Tom, Pat, or me back there. If you don't have an offensive line in front of you, it's not going to go so well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that's why we all took Tampa Bay. I was offensive lineman in high school, and it's a very underappreciated position, but you know how important it is. So immediately once I saw the Chiefs had multiple linemen out, I still thought there's a chance because they're so fantastic, but ultimately I figured it would be too much to handle.
Yeah, so Chiefs lost this game 9-31. Tampa Bay, we all took the Tampa Bay +3. We made that a luck it in, which we absolutely crushed.
Yes.
And it actually covered us for a winning record on the 2020 NFL season for luck it in. So shout out to the Luck Changers podcast and the luck it ins for the year. It was a shortened year. You guys got started late. Really looking forward to next year to see what you guys can do for weeks one to close.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what we can do because, you know, we did go 6-5 to end the year. some of those are some playoff games, which are always a little more challenging. So I'm excited to get a full year underneath our belt and see what we can come up with, because I know we each have some pretty solid percentages personally. So it'll be interesting to see what it comes up with collectively.
Definitely. So, yeah, I mean, the game itself, not a very fun game to watch, but, you know, we did the prop bet special. Shout out to the listeners. We had multiple people who came to myself and you who asked for a copy of the sheets to follow along at home to do themselves. So that was cool. I think that made it fun. I remember sitting there kind of paying attention, tallying down scores, and it took a terrible game and made it a game that was fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree. I thought the prop bets was a very, very nice touch. So shout out any listeners that ended up joining along with us. I thought it was a good time, and we'll definitely do it again next year.
Definitely. Did you have any favorite commercials that really stood out to you this year?
I thought, obviously, I hate to be cliche, but I like the State Farm commercial. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, so we have our Google Docs, and you know, I make my own little notes, and I already have here a Drake from State Farm. Definitely right. The best commercial. That's really the only one that really stands out to me days later is that commercial. Nothing else really.
I thought it was great. Yeah. I mean, Team Lightskin was thriving. It was a great commercial. So
yeah,
we really appreciated it, and I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
What do you think about the halftime show?
Halftime show was interesting. I get on TikTok and I just keep seeing videos about how The Weeknd is Masonic, and it was a hail to Satan. So that's been interesting. You know,
They
have the diapers on their head or something weird. So I just keep seeing all these weird things. I thought it was fine. I thought he did a good job. The audio kind of sucked. I thought he seemed really quiet. I don't think that was his fault, but.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I was just paying attention how many songs he was playing because we had that prop bet. But
yeah, yeah.
Man, so he was in his bag.
Over under was 8. Songs.
Yeah.
And I jumped all over the under because, I mean, over 8 songs is an entire concert. But he hit 8 on the dot, so we washed. It is what it is. I was really surprised that he threw out 8 songs. But, you know, I actually like The Weeknd. I think it's been a while since the halftime had someone that I personally liked. So that was cool. I looked forward to it. I thought it was all right. It wasn't the best, but definitely interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. Just to recap our Super Bowl prop bets, any listener last week, me and Nate predicted this. It was pretty much spot on, in fact. Unfortunately, we stated that there was a 0% chance that either one of us would lose, which made it 100% chance for AJ. And that came to fruition. So Nate crushed the prop bets. He hit 14. Me and AJ actually tied, but I won the tiebreaker. So AJ will be getting iced prior to our Power Hour episode. So
yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. Glad I could tie for second and lose the tiebreaker. And I get to take a Smirnoff Ice to the head before our Power Hour. That's going to be pretty awesome, really.
Yeah, good.
So shout out to me for just sucking it up. Nate crushed it. He hit 14, so damn near 50% on the prop bets, which is pretty cool. Me and you had 11. We weren't that far off. 11's not terrible. There was a lot that I thought I had in the bag, and it just didn't play out, didn't go in my favor. So that's the thing about prop bets. I mean,
yeah,
no one really knows.
It was a good time for the Super Bowl, though, because that game was fine. I'm going to miss football, though. I'm happy we had a successful season, and I'm really excited to see, you know, not just football itself, but what our show does as far as our picks go and the season 2 of the Luck Changers podcast. So it'll be fun.
Definitely. Were there any prop bets that really surprised you or disappointed you that you were expecting to see and just didn't get to see it?
I am really surprised that the combined points was actually less than Brady's age. So we all thought that was going to go over, and we were wrong. So that was interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I think the one that – so we had our own thing, and then my wife and her family had their own thing, and I was kind of part of 7 people total, and we all took Tom Brady to be shown first during the national anthem over Pat. Tom wasn't even shown at all. I was like,
yeah, okay. That was, yeah, that's a great point. I was really surprised by that. Remember Nate said it was only going to be Tom Brady for 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
Yeah. So, yeah. Other than that, though, I mean, it was the standard. Nothing too crazy. We all took Kansas City Chiefs to be Super Bowl MVPs. Me and you took Pat. He took Kelsey. Shame on us for just not picking Tom. We should all know better at this point, but that's okay. It is what it is. Next year, we know to just, when the season starts, just pick Tom and we'll all be correct.
Right. So I guess we might as well do our way too early 2021-2022 predictions.
Yeah. Again, thoughts and prayers to our host, Nate. I wanted him to be in here for this, but I think next week, maybe we can kick off the episode and just get straight to his opinions and give him a week to think about what his predictions are going to be. But yeah, so just to kind of kick it off, Adam Scheffler retweeted that the possible quarterback switches for this offseason is going to be 18. And then he tweeted that he would actually take the over on that. There's only 32 teams in the league. So by definition, that would mean that over half the league would be losing a quarterback through free agency or retirement. I think that's insane. I mean, we'd be looking at an entirely new NFL next year.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of movement that could be significant. So I'm kind of excited for it. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, are there any major quarterback moves that you yourself would predict, or maybe not that you're predicting, but just something spicy that you would want to see?
I don't really know what's going to happen as far as that goes. I don't really have a good feeling about any of that. I do think there's a couple quarterbacks next year that are going to be the real deal. For instance, I think the Chargers are going to make the playoffs. So I think Justin Herbert's the real deal. I think he's really tough. He had a pretty good rookie campaign, and there's a lot of potential there. So I like him. I think Deshaun is going to be moved. So I kind of like wherever he ends up going, because I think there's a really tremendous opportunity there. But besides that, I don't know. I do feel good as a Cleveland Browns fan as far as Baker Mayfield goes. That's the first time I could say that. But it feels good. Yeah,
right. I was going to say, when's the last time you could ever say you felt comfortable about our quarterback situation?
Right.
First time ever. Yeah. You know, I've been watching just from the couch, and I've been seeing Deshaun to the Bears, which would be extremely interesting, because I feel like every year the Bears have a solid team but a shit quarterback. So it'd be interesting to see them actually have a good quarterback. And I've been seeing a lot about Carson Wentz. I feel like he's gone. And
yeah, he's going to go somewhere.
I keep seeing Wentz to the Colts, which would be interesting. I think that would really fit his play style. Move out Rivers, insert Wentz, more so fits his style of play. And I think it lets the Colts pick up right where they left off, which would be interesting.
What about Carson Wentz to the Washington football team? They have a really legit defense. Maybe he's a plug and play guy. You know, he manages the game well. I don't know. Yeah.
And then he gets to play the Eagles twice a year.
Right. So there's a lot of incentive there. I think he's going to get moved, and I don't know. I think that team has a lot of potential. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, you see that these quarterbacks that are current that are about to be moving, and then you have Mel Kiper just placed his mock draft, and he has, for the first time ever, four quarterbacks with the top four picks. So not only are we moving quarterbacks that are current, but we're bringing in top heavy quarterbacks in the draft. Wow. So we are really possibly looking at an entirely new league next year. And the Browns just happen to be a team that won't be changing quarterbacks. So that'll be nice to have some stability in 2021.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. And you know, you have I feel like Breeze is probably going to retire. You have Ben Roethlisberger, who I would probably say he's not going to retire, but it's extremely possible. Rivers already said he's done. He's out. So there's a couple old heads that may or may not walk away from the game.
And there is, I love, shout out Dan Patrick Show. they had Russell Wilson on, and there is a little conspiracy that maybe Russell's up to go somewhere. So,
bro, that
there
was
could
wild.
Be a lot of movement. Right.
I did not expect that today when I woke up and he was on there saying that he didn't say anything, but he said a whole lot.
Yeah. Right.
Basically, he's sure that Seahawks are getting calls about him, about his availability. So I never imagined that Russell Wilson would be on the move prior to this morning, but who knows?
And right.
Don't forget about Dak. I mean, he's an awesome quarterback who is coming off a big injury, and Dallas is yet to fully commit to him. I'm sure there's plenty of teams that would love to bring Dak into their system and let him take over. So I haven't been this excited about an off season in a long time, because I don't have to worry about the Browns, but I get to watch everyone else make moves. So,
yeah, I agree. It's nice. It's a nice side of the fence. I dig it for sure.
Yep. Yep.
So we're excited to go into the off season. Again, we're still going to recap things like NBA, golf, UFC, baseball. We got a lot going. We will have a couple episodes coming up here. We want to do something that just takes us back to the basics as far as being a gambler goes. So we're going to do like your beginner gambler type of episode. And it's exciting.
Some NASCAR?
Oof. Oof.
Oof.
But maybe we'll see. To be continued on the NASCAR. So, but we appreciate you guys joining us. We are going to miss our fearless leader. We love you, Nate. Hopefully everything's going well and you will be back sooner than later. But I think the Luck Changers podcast, minus Nate, we are out of here.
Adios.
Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.